USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As expected, President Trump has chosen Amy Coney Barrett.
The president has nominated me to serve on the United States Supreme Court. If confirmed, I would not assume that role for the sake of those in my own circle. I would assume this role to serve you. I would discharge the judicial oath, which requires me to administer justice without respect to persons, do equal right to the poor and rich, and faithfully and impartially discharge my duties under the United States Constitution. I have no illusions that the road ahead of me will be easy, either for the short term or the long haul. I never imagined that I would find myself in this position. But now that I am, I assure you that I will meet the challenge with both humility and courage.
This is USA Radio News. Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
My name is Dr. Roger Bond. I've been in practice for around 30 years now. One of the products that I recommend to my patients, I highly recommend, is Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables. Back in the early 2000s, I began to have some respiratory issues that affected my practice. It affected my family life to the point where I'd come home from work and basically just lay down on the carpet because I was so tired. As I took Balance of Nature, that began to slowly change, and the energy came back and was able to enjoy time with my family. I recommend Balance of Nature to all of my patients because it's a product that works.
With three fruit and three veggie capsules, Balance of Nature provides you with all your recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has lifted all coronavirus restrictions on bars and restaurants. That means they can open at full capacity in Florida, and counties are virtually powerless if they want to impose local restrictions.
If a local restricts between 50 and 100, they've got to provide the justification, and they've got to identify what the costs involved with doing that are.
Until this announcement, local governments could go further in their restrictions compared to the state. A dad in the Bronx is being hailed as a hero. USA's Ken Burns explains.
He shielded his three small children from gunfire at a local car dealership. 39-year-old Anthony Jefferson was looking to surprise the mother of his kids with a new whip for her upcoming birthday. According to a GoFundMe page, he lost his job due to injuries from that incident. That fundraiser has raised well over $100,000 as of Friday afternoon. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris says protests are legal and they're necessary. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Protests against racial injustice are critical for the nation's progress and help to keep law enforcement in check, according to Senator Kamala Harris. At the NAACP's national convention, she said, "Nothing we have achieved has been about progress, in particular around civil rights, has not come without a fight. And so I'm always going to interpret the protest as an essential component of evolution in our country." She also added that the protests were necessary as all people's voices must be heard, and it's often the people who must speak to get their government to do what it is supposed to do, but may not do so naturally unless they speak loudly. Her comments come during mass protests surrounding the deaths of black Americans like Breonna Taylor, whose case prompted a series of demonstrations. While the vast majority of those demonstrations, which begin in late May, have been peaceful, many have resulted in property destruction and police officers being injured. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Residents just south of Houston, Texas, have been warned that city tap water could be tainted with a brain-eating microbe. Officials say all residents in the Brazoria area south of Houston should not use their water for anything but flushing the toilet. Nearly 30,000 people will be affected. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.